Special testimonies for ministers and workers. Number 4. Treatment of opposition. Fine perceptions, nobility of soul, are to be cherished. The spirit of truth and righteousness is to control our deportment, our words, and our pens. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. If the minister, when before his congregation, sees a disbelieving smile upon the faces of opponents, let him be as one who sees not. If any should be so impolite as to laugh and sneer, let not the minister, by voice or attitude, reflect the same spirit. Show that you handle no such weapons. The pen so often traces words that are sharp, and by repeating the statements of the advocates of error, our brethren sometimes give currency to the error. This is a mistake. Let your pen trace advanced truth. The Holy Spirit does not work with men who love to be sharp and critical. That spirit has been cherished in meeting debaters, and some have formed the habit of squaring for a combat. God is dishonored in this. Keep back the sharp thrusts. Do not learn in Satan's school his methods of warfare. The Holy Spirit does not inspire the words of censure. A time of trouble is before us, and every honest soul, who has not had the light of truth, will then take a stand for Christ. Those who believe the truth are to be newly converted every day. Then they will be vessels unto honor.